Hey, welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max. Squashes are fruit.
Squashes are fruit. Are they?
They are.
Like they avocados? Have seeds.
Avocados are not squashes, but avocados are fruit.
Avocados are fruits. People get that confused.
They have seeds. If it's got seeds, it's a fruit.
Yeah. A tomato or tomato is a fruit.
Yeah. The Canadians in my life call them tomatoes.
Tomato? That's such a Canadian thing.
Yeah.
That's such a Canadian thing. Mm-hmm.
Tomato.
And they probably say it all nice, too, like Canadians are.
They're very nice people.
Hey, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And we're back.
Yep.
Hey!
Hey, here we are.
We had a whole ass episode recorded, and you know what? It wasn't good.
It didn't come out right. We said some things we regretted and all that. There are
certain things when you listen back to a podcast, and I tell people that do podcasts all the time, like, if you don't listen back to your episode, you're making a mistake because you can catch things. And I caught some things, and I was like, I'm not putting that out.
That we are not. Uh-uh.
You guys would think we're crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're back, and so shit, man, what's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm chilling.
You almost died.
I almost died?
A couple weeks ago.
When? Oh, yeah, when I almost died.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had a little excursion with heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
Out on the side of the road.
Fucking hella hot here.
Fucking dropped like a rock.
Yeah.
I was out for I don't know how long. And then I called the office and I was like, hey, guys, I probably shouldn't get back in the truck. Someone needs to pick me up.
Did they let you off the rest of the day?
After they got me back and had me write an incident report. It's the government. I have to write an incident report.
You have to.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you have any kind of midlife crisis moments?
The closest thing I had to a midlife crisis was like while I was going down, and it was like I went down slow.
Right.
It wasn't a sudden loss of consciousness. It was more of a, okay, I know I'm going down sometime in the next 30 seconds. I'm just going to try to control the descent.
Right.
And land soft. And that's what I did. But as I was going down, I was like, I just had to get the cheap health insurance. God damn it.
You didn't come to and be like, oh shit, I gotta just wreck my life and get a fancy car and
No. I came to and I was like, well, I'm feeling much better, but I probably shouldn't drive. That wouldn't be safe.
Dehydration's a bitch, man.
Yeah, dehydration and fucking overheating and, mm-hmm. and you know what happened is like all that happened together and then all I had on me was a hot and I want to emphasize hot. Well, like 120 degree Red Bull.
And there's no air conditioning in those mail trucks, is
there? No, there's not. And where I was keeping the Red Bull was like right on top of like the only thing separating it from the what do you call the part that transmits the transmission? The only thing separating it from the transmission was like a thin layer of steel. So it was fucking hot, man.
Like hot Red Bulls aren't good.
No. And I was like, well, what could go wrong? So I started chugging it and it like turned to fizz in my throat and expanded my throat. And I was already over caffeinated and dehydrated and way too hot. And so the muscles around my esophagus started to cramp.
Right.
And I think that exacerbated my vagus nerve. And as I'm going down and I'm having all these weird feelings and consciousness is losing and I'm feeling this intense chest pain. I'm like, here I am having a heart attack.
Is that what you thought, a heart attack?
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, if I'm lucky, I'll end up in like, you know, because I got the bad health insurance. So now I'm going to have to go to the third best hospital in Fresno.
Well, Fresno, nobody wants to go to Fresno.
Nobody wants to go to Fresno. It's like 4 hours from here.
And Fresno, you're not part of the Bay Area.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the third best hospital in Fresno. It's still going to cost me like $8,000. And so that's what I'm thinking as I'm going down. Yeah.
You didn't come to and have any, you didn't have come to and be like, oh, dude, I got to change some stuff. Maybe I should do like a stand-up comedy or something.
No, I came to, I was like, oh, I'm feeling much better now. And I didn't have that midlife crisis.
Because that's what's happening nowadays,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah,
40-year-old dudes are getting up and doing stand-up.
I could do that. If I can podcast, I can do stand-up. I can stand up in a room in front of fucking people and just do a bit.
And just do a whole bit. See, I can stand do a whole up, bit. Here's the thing, man. People think, oh, they think they're funny. Like, they think they're funny around their buddies or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, and their buddies are always like, yeah, dude, you could do stand-up. Fuck yeah, you could do stand-up. Yeah. You're fucking hilarious, dude. You have that story about Target and the fucking kid on the fucking horse and fucking... God damn, that shit's funny.
Yeah, the thing with the sea lion.
And then you get up there and it's a whole different fucking thing, man. It's a whole different, like, you can't read your jokes from your phone. You got to have shit done.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
Yeah.
When I was probably like 9 or 10, maybe 11.
Years old.
I wanted to be a stand-up comic.
Hey, me too.
I listened to, there's three records I had that I listened to on repeat all the time.
Tell me.
Steve Martin, The Jerk. No, not Steve Martin, The Jerk. That's a movie.
But Steve Martin is good.
Steve Martin is a very funny guy.
He is. Yeah.
That was the name of the album.
Oh, okay. All right.
I had an Eddie Murphy album.
Yeah.
I don't think
nine year olds should be listening to Eddie Murphy albums. Dude, but
I loved it.
Of course.
I had a Bill Cosby album because Bill Cosby wasn't all fucked up back then.
No, and Bill Cosby's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like all the raping aside, he's a really good stand-up comedian and a clean comic.
He is. And the one I had, it wasn't Eddie, but it was a Richard Pryor record. I had a Steve Martin record, a Richard Pryor record, and a Bill Cosby himself.
Yeah.
And all I wanted to do from when I was like that age, I wanted to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah, I get it.
And that's all I wanted to do. I even tried doing stand-up comedy. I think I did a couple talent shows or something like that. And then somebody said I sucked, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. the skill of it is more, it's like in the delivery, man.
Yeah, it's in the delivery, and it's like how you present your, like, it. If you just go up there and read some shit off a phone, people aren't going to be engaged. It's like you got to engage the audience too.
Yeah.
You got to read the room. You know what I mean?
You do.
It is a fucking hard way to make a living. And I respect anybody that gets up there.
I do too. They're making me laugh.
Except for the guys that think they're funny and they're not.
These people are doing God's work, except the ones that think they're funny and they're not. But even then, you ever see someone just fail so hard at comedy or something? And it is in itself amusing.
Yeah, you're like, dude, I don't want to laugh, but God, this is hilarious.
Wow.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Look at him bomb up there. Yeah. But yeah, man, it's one of those things. I was watching a friend of mine do comic, and he was actually pretty good. And it's like, some people have it and some people don't. And I'd rather leave stand-up comedy to the guys that are good at it.
All right.
I'd rather just talk on a podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I think it's set because I'm turning 40 in a few days.
Right.
So I think it's settled. I have to take up stand-up comedy.
I think you do, dude. You could get, like, they even have schools for it now.
Do they really?
Yeah, you could go and take a 12-week stand-up comedy class? But they have you write your own material. That's where people fail is they don't write their own material.
I think it'd be easier.
I've actually done a lot of research on it.
Yeah, I think it'd be easier to write my own material than to master the delivery.
Well, that's where they help
you. I think that's the hardest part.
That's where they help you in these classes is to help you master the delivery and help you do crowd work.
Yeah.
Because everybody's doing crowd work these days.
Crowd work's very popular.
Hey, your name's Edward. I had a dog named Edward once. You're like my dog, Edward.
Yeah, you both have hair on your heads.
Edward. Oh, you want to come up and be the stand-up comic now, Edward?
Yeah.
Hey, who you here with?
Yeah, who you here with? Oh, is that a person you're dating? Wow. Edward in person sitting in a tree.
Everybody does crowd work these days, dude. And the thing is with crowd work, dude, is they get so many views on. They're like, oh, this guy's getting roasted in the crowd, and it's like, it's not even that funny.
Nah. Well, it depends. So I've seen some pics of some things of crowd work that gave me a chuckle.
There's a few guys that are really fucking good at it, and they don't try to be good. You can tell they don't try to be good at it. Uh-oh. We got a pet brawl.
Yeah. My dog just went off after my cat.
The dog's going to get his ass kicked by that cat.
Yeah, she's much smaller than any of the cats.
But yeah, man, So your birthday's coming up. You're turning the big 4-0.
Big 4-0.
How do you feel about that?
Bad. I feel bad. That didn't take me a second. I had that answer ready to go. That's just honesty. How do I feel about it? I feel bad, man.
Yeah.
I'm turning 40. I know you know what that's like, but do you know what that's like?
Yeah. I do. 40 was a 40 is one of those ones where you look around and you're like, fuck, I'm 40.
Yeah, and as often as not, I still feel like a kid who's trying to figure shit out.
Yeah.
I'm turning 40, dude.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you're like an actual successful 40-year-old with like a business or some shit?
No.
And like kids?
No, I can't imagine that. I have no frame of reference for what that would be like.
No.
Yeah.
At least you're turning 40 and you don't have to look after another toddler.
I mean, that's true. There's a lot of 40-year-olds out there with children.
Multiple.
Yeah. My parents, when they were 40, they had children.
Yeah. Yeah. My generation, most people had kids by the time they were like late 30s.
Yeah.
Have grandkids now.
Yeah.
I think grandmas now.
Well, you know, there's, I'm going to be honest, because I'm like, now that I'm like 40, it's like, I can reasonably date a woman in her 50s without being made fun of.
Oh yeah.
As a 40-year-old.
You'd get made fun of as a 40-year-old if you were dating a woman that was in her 20s.
Yes.
That would just be, everybody would be like, that's just wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's something to be said for, like, a well-aged piece of meat. You know what? I regret putting it that way. I really regret. There's something to be said about a fine wine.
There you go.
Thank you.
A fine wine that ages better.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been thinking about this too because of how dating goes for me sometimes. I've been finding really hot lately?
What?
Really hot.
Tell me.
Did I say it weird like that?
Yeah, you said it weird.
Okay. Empty nesters, dude.
Oh, I get it, man.
Kids are gone. They want to like get their freak on.
Yeah. Fucking go there. Do that.
Yeah, dude. Like 45, 50, or even 45 is young for me, but... You know, because I'm 87, but like 45, 50-year-old empty nesters that the kids are just gone. They want to get their, they're just like, they're down.
Yeah. They had kids young.
Yeah.
And they want to know what it's like to be in their 20s and making bad decisions.
They go get tattoos.
And you can go be their bad decision.
I can be that bad decision.
Yes.
I've been fighting it a lot. I've been on a few dates with a couple empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
You haven't had to impress, you know what I mean? Because it's like, dude, I'm in my 50s or whatever. I got a job.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not looking for somebody to help raise their kids with them. Yeah.
Kids are gone.
Yeah.
Right. They want somebody to be a companion. I could be a companionator.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could be a companion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun because there's no pressure, man.
Yeah.
Like you can do stupid shit and you go on these stupid little dates and there's no pressure and because you don't got to impress them.
Fuck yeah.
I went on a date recently with this woman. She was like a CEO.
A CEO?
Yeah, she did something. I can't remember what it was.
All right.
And she's like together, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she didn't care that I lived with, like, she was just like, oh, that's cool. You have roommates or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it's because of what I do for work. There's no reason for me to have my own spot.
Right.
Right. Cause I hate coming home to an empty house. She didn't like,
yeah.
She was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right. She was like, didn't have kids. I'm like, no, don't want kids, but your kids, you have kids. That's cool with me. Like there was no weirdness. You know what I mean? Usually when I go into these dates and there's always some kind of pushback of why didn't you want kids? Why didn't you want that? Why didn't you do da, 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 da? Well, there was none of that.
And you know, I get it. Cause if they're like still actively raising their kids,
right.
They gotta be at somewhere in the back of their head. They're like, is this somebody I want to introduce to my kids?
Right. Right. And I get that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be a big little kid sometimes, so I get why you wouldn't want me around your kid.
I would less be concerned about you being a big little kid than you being like somebody who's like secretly like hates children.
I don't hate kids.
I know you don't, but you can come off that way, the way you describe why you don't want kids.
I can. Yeah. I can. And I don't hate kids.
I know. Yeah. I know, but I know you.
Yeah. Most people that know me know that I don't hate kids, that I don't.
Most people that you go on a first date with have no idea who you are.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was cool. And here's the thing is it turned out we weren't that compatible.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, we're not. She was like, she's like straight up with me. Like, this is what I appreciated about it. Right.
Yeah.
Totally honest date. Totally like was just didn't care that I had roommates or what I did for work or whatever. And she was just like, look, I don't think we're compatible. And here's why. My kids just left. Mm-hmm. And I want to travel. I want to do some other stuff. I don't really want something serious.
Right.
And I'm a vegan.
Oh, well, yeah, that would kind of.
And I'm like, yeah, because I told her about my my powerlifting stuff, and I told her about how I'm training for another powerlifting meet.
Yeah, you have to eat like a whole cow a month.
Yeah. And she was just like, yeah, I don't think it'll work just based on the fact that you eat meat and I'm a vegan.
Yeah.
And I'm
like, a whole cow or 20 something chickens.
And I'm like, you know what? That's totally cool.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's cool. It's totally all right.
Yeah.
And it was totally fine.
That's cool.
But it was just, you know, empty nesters are my new thing.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I get that. Yeah.
That's it. That's what my rant was about. Let's see what else is going on. What's going on in the world?
Oh, the world? Man, yeah. There's a fire in Napa right now.
I know
now.
There's a fire in Napa, but at least it ain't coming here. At least we don't got to evacuate.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's kind of nice.
It is. Let's see what else.
Newsom's doing something.
You know what? Don't get me started on Gavin fucking Newsom.
We're going to skip that because we got to do this last time when we didn't release the episode.
Yeah. And this is something I will stand on.
Okay.
This is something that I will stand behind.
Okay.
And you don't need to know anything about my politics or any of that. I don't believe that Gavin Newsom has any business trying to be in government.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. Cause he's really just a glory hound looking after his own shit.
You're not the only one, man. There's a lot of people that feel that way. But I'll tell you what. No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, and now he's trying to beat Donald Trump at the Donald Trump game. And nobody can do that.
No, you can't.
Nah.
You can't. Football season's starting.
There you go. There's something I don't care about.
Yeah, it's something I care about, though.
All right, yeah, good for you.
For the next, I'm looking at it like I have a watch. I don't have a fucking watch. From September until February, my weekends are kind of ticking up.
Yeah, because you got football on Sundays.
And Saturday.
They do it on Saturday?
College.
Well, oh, you're doing the college thing too. Yeah, okay.
I started really getting into college football last year because of the whole playoff thing. Like, I follow it a lot more than I used to.
You know, something, I actually used to watch college football.
Yeah.
Because I have found it was much more, I just liked it more than professional.
I do too. And with college, I don't really have, there's three teams that I follow in college football that I like following. I like following Notre Dame, and I like following Texas, and I like following Michigan. And I don't need to be a fan. I don't need, and people could say, oh, you got to be loyal to one school. No, I don't. I didn't go to college or real college.
Yeah.
I went to a junior college.
It has a football team.
I know it does. The Bearcats.
The Bear Cubs.
Bear Cubs.
Yeah.
How embarrassing is that?
The Bear Cubs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're like the junior college of Berkeley, and they're the Bears. They're the Cow Bears.
Bear Cubs.
So we're the Bear
Cubs.
You can't
go onto the field and be like, yeah, the Bear Cubs, we're going to kick some ass today. We're gonna kick some ass because we're the Bear Cubs.
So you say that, but I was raised by Cubs fans.
But you know, it doesn't, Cubs, the baseball's different though.
Baseball's different?
Baseball, the Cubs are like a legacy team. You know what I mean? They're a legacy team.
Because
they've been around since, like, what, 1912 or 1912, something like that?
Yeah, or even
before that.
Before that, yeah. Maybe. They've been there for fucking
So they're,
ever.
Like, a legacy team. And people don't go clowning the Cubs. And they're horrible. They're not that good.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched baseball in a long time.
See, I've been following baseball a lot closer, too.
All right.
But, yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing. It's that time of the year where football starts, new TV shows come out, fall's coming.
Yeah.
You know what else boggles my mind?
What?
I don't have kids, but this boggles my mind.
Tell me.
School started like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it did.
What happened to summer?
It ended.
Yeah, but that's like too much. Like, dude, that's like...
No, they're starting earlier this year.
That's crazy. You got to feel ripped off that you didn't get a full summer. Like, well, you got to feel ripped off. Like, if I was a kid, I'd want that whole 3 months. Because when I was a kid, we got 3 fucking months, man.
You got June, July, August. Yeah.
And we didn't go back to school until like after Labor Day.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole time away from school. And now you're getting, what, June, July, 3 weeks in August. But I think
you don't even get all of June because, like, I think most of, like, K to 12 schools don't end until sometime in June.
Dude, that's such a ripoff.
Like, the last week of school is the first week of June.
Yeah.
Like, graduation is the end of May, but the last week of school is the first week of June, some shit like that.
Yeah, that's such a ripoff.
Well, it is what it is. But here's the thing. I think... And I could get heat for this. I think year-round school should be a thing.
I don't.
But that they should have more breaks.
I think that's what they did in lieu of shortening summer, they gave them like a couple extra weeks, like in the winter.
Yeah, no, they're not adding school days. They can't afford it.
Yeah.
Right? Because they can't afford to fucking pay the staff to show up all those extra days and stuff. They're just, they're making it start a little sooner and then adding more like off days.
Yeah, because I know they get like whatever, what is it called? They get like a week off for like ski week or whatever in like February or some shit.
Yeah, I think that's just spring break.
No, and they get spring break.
And they get spring break.
And they got all the president's holidays and all that shit.
They get all the government holidays, all the bank holidays. I do too. I work for the post office.
Yeah, so. But do you get like, you don't get like 2 months off.
No. No, but I don't have to work on President's Day or whatever.
That's nice. Right? I do.
Like Veterans Day, we don't work on Veterans Day.
I know. There's no mail on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
I have to work on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
I have to work on President's Day.
Martin Luther King Day.
If my worst shift falls on a Christmas day, guess what I'm doing?
You're working.
I'm working.
Yeah, we even get Columbus Day off and nobody likes Columbus
it's not
anymore.
Columbus Day anymore.
They renamed it?
Yeah, it's in...
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, and they don't even like that.
No. No, they
remember
don't.
Remember in 2020 when everybody was just flipping their shit about everything?
Yeah,
That was one of those things.
2020 was a crazy fucking year, man.
Yeah. Everybody just flipped their shit about the littlest stuff.
Well, you know what happened is for 2 weeks before people started blowing it off, everybody was just at home in their own little fucking world. Just doom scrolling on the internet for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, I don't agree with this anymore.
And that was all it took.
Yeah.
For society to completely break down.
I don't like that statue in that downtown area of that town that I don't even live in. But I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like. I am willing to travel 1,000 miles to protest a statue of a man I've never heard of.
It's just wrong. He's on a horse.
Yeah.
With a sword.
Yeah. And then other people will be like, I am willing to travel 100 miles to go to a protest at a hospital who makes people wear masks because I'm American and it's my right to infect you.
Dude, that shit was crazy.
It was crazy. Everybody just lost their damn mind.
Yeah, they did. And it was a built-in excuse too. It's like, okay, yeah, we're dealing with this horrible thing, COVID.
Yeah.
Which like. Now everybody's looking back at it and being like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, it was a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's easy for us to say because, like, I don't know about you, but nobody really close to me died from COVID.
No, nobody close to me died from COVID.
My brother was living in Manhattan.
Oh, damn. That place got hit hard.
At the peak.
Yeah.
When they were fucking, like, filling hospital parking lots with freezer trucks for the bodies.
Yeah, that place got hit hard.
But you know, around here it was really nice.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
Nobody out on the streets. It was all quiet.
Yeah, the birds were chirping. It was lovely, dude.
What else was I going to talk about? There's our law enforcement, our local law enforcement is cracking down on what's it? Taggers.
Taggers. Like graffiti. Okay.
Cracking down on graffiti artists.
All right.
And now they're arresting all these kids that are like 20 years old or 17 years old for doing art in like an abandoned under freeway.
They're defacing public property and shit.
It's a code violation. It's actually a felony.
It's a felony?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I just thought, that's what I thought. That's why I thought it was wild, right? It's because it's like, dude, you're just some kid. You go out there and you're fucking doing your art. You're not like doing gang signs or nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Like I can see if you're like doing gang signs or whatever.
See, I get it with gang signs. Yeah. I get it if you're like going and tagging the sides of people's personal property.
Yeah. But if you're doing it like under a freeway.
Right.
That's abandoned. It's like, it's like there's a creek.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not even the part where all the cars drive past.
Right. Right. It's under the fucking freeway.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple homeless dudes live down there.
Yeah.
And you do some fucking cool art down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's where they're stupid though.
Yeah.
Is they start posting that shit on like TikTok and
they start filming themselves committing crimes. It's hard for the police to look the other way when they film themselves committing crimes and then post it for everyone to see.
And this one guy got busted because while he was doing it, he not only filmed it, but whoever filmed him doing it tagged his location.
That's fucking... Well, okay, so here's the thing. If you're just going to dangle your crimes in front of the police like that, I don't care what your crimes are, maybe you deserve to get caught.
Because I had friends that were into that, like back in the early 2000s or whatever.
Everyone did. Everyone had a friend who was into that.
But they would do it all stealthy, you know what I mean? You go out at like 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Looking in the middle of the night with some spelunking gear so you could hang off a tree to get some hard to reach place. I remember these guys.
Yeah, and you just, and like nobody was, everybody's like, oh, like as long as it was like not like something weird or some gang stuff, people, almost everybody was just kind of like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That actually takes some talent.
Yeah. No swear words, nudity, and no gang shit.
Yeah.
And then
like there would be some actual like pretty cool pieces that would come out of it.
Yeah.
And then they would get it back then. You'd just get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a fucking felony.
I don't see how that's that's crazy.
Misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor.
Oh, misdemeanor. Yeah, those are two very different things, a misdemeanor and a felony. It is a misdemeanor. Yes.
That could serve, they said that they could get jail time because of it.
Yeah, misdemeanor is, you can serve up to a year.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, if you're just some kid that likes art and that's the way you do your art, I kind of disagree with it. It's like, dude.
Oh, no, I get it. They shouldn't be sending kids to jail for that shit.
Yeah.
That said, if these kids are dumb enough to fucking create video evidence of them committing a crime.
That's the thing, that's stupid.
And then post it on social media with geotags for all to see.
Yeah.
Right?
This is the location of where my thing is.
Right? Yeah. It's just...
That's stupid.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's just fucking dumb.
Be smarter, dude. Go out at 2 o'clock in the morning if you're going to do that. Don't videotape yourself.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. As I recall, back in the day, part of the thing of it was not to advertise that, hey, it's me.
Right.
Here's my face. This is me doing it.
You always had like some kind of code name or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You would buy your graffiti name.
Your tagger name.
Your tagger name. Which could be like Irwin 2.45.
Yeah.
Toe Jam.
Whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Toe Jam 1.25. Something like that. You know what I mean? You had a code name and the whole idea was that people didn't know it was you and you could walk around free in society.
Yeah. Your friends and the other taggers would know who you were.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah.
And you don't go around bragging about the crimes that you're committing because it is illegal to deface public property.
It is.
But it's one of those things that's
do it on people's houses or shit like that.
Nah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Under the freeway or like someplace like that.
Yeah.
Those places are cool.
Those places are cool.
Disrupt the homeless camps.
Yeah. Or if you're going to do something non-offensive but interesting or tasteful, it can be like in a visible spot.
Right.
It might piss off some people, but...
Somebody always gets pissed off.
But if you're chill about it, you know, that's part of the art, right?
Right.
Like everybody woke up one morning and this thing was there.
Yeah. That makes it mysterious.
It's mysterious.
You could be like a mysterious DJ on the internet.
People are like, how did he even get there?
Yeah. Like, how did he even get up there?
Yeah.
I saw this one thing on like, dude, it was like a freeway, like those walking things over the freeway.
Yeah.
On the outside of it,
mm-hmm.
there's like this whole thing of like the city.
Yeah.
It's like whole little mural of like the city, the skyline of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude.
How did you even get there?
How did you get over there, number one?
Yeah.
And number two, like, that's fucking dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's some balls.
Yeah. Risking life and limb. But not out there looking for glory.
Not putting on Snapchat.
Not putting it on fucking filming themselves committing a crime. And then be like, what do you mean I'm under arrest? Fuck these kids. I hope they go to jail if they're doing that shit.
So, yeah. Anything else?
Oh, man. All sorts of shit.
Give me something.
All right. Man, Somalia is still a thing.
Yeah,
it's a country in Africa. I think they still got a few pirates there.
Do they like real pirates?
Yeah,
like our matey.
Yeah, except they don't speak English or.
But they'll raid your shit.
Yeah, they go out in speedboats with AKs and like
nice
and take over like ships.
Fucking pirates.
They don't do it so much anymore because they had a few sweet years doing that,
right?
And then all the shipping companies were like, you know what? We just got to put a stop to this. So for a while, they just had mercenaries on ships to shoot these guys when they showed up. Yeah.
Ah, sorry, pal.
Yeah.
Not going to get us this time.
And I think Tom Hanks made a movie about it.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Remember when he was like the big thing?
He still is. But he doesn't have to do a bunch of stuff. He still can be a Tom Hanks.
He can still be a Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of movies that just came out that I'm finding out they were only out in theaters like for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That were pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. But you can watch them on like streaming service now, right?
Yeah. The thing is, and it's so much better if you go to the theater. And yeah. I know this and I believe this and I tell this to people.
Right.
Like I saw Nosferatu in the theater. It was great. I bet it would be a pretty shitty movie if I just streamed it on my TV. To be honest.
Something like that was made for the big screen.
Yeah.
Like that, Top Gun Maverick was made for the big screen.
That said, I go actually out to a movie theater maybe once every other year.
Yeah. That's about all I do.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a good theater these days.
It's not. There's a great one in Petaluma. They even take reservations so you don't have to scramble. Yeah. They got reclining seats and everything.
The one up by on Airport Boulevard in Santa Rosa, that one's nice too.
Yeah.
The one that used to be here in Roanoke Park.
That was a pretty nice
theater. Yeah, and then they just closed it.
Yeah, because nobody was going.
Yeah. And then
we had this great theater 5 minutes away from us, and I went to it maybe twice.
I went to a little more than that.
Yeah. But that was it. I lived 5 minutes away from this great theater for more than a decade. And I went to it maybe twice before it closed. So that's on me.
That's on you.
That's on me.
But that's the thing, man, is I just watched this movie that was just out in theaters like maybe 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
The Amateur.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good flick.
Cool.
And I'm like, dude, why didn't that do more in the theater? Like, it's a good action movie.
Yeah, and the reason is because nobody fucking went and saw it, so they changed it to something else.
Yeah.
Just trying to fill seats.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a reboot. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's good.
That's the thing I appreciate. I just watched this other movie called Locked In, where this guy, the guy that played It in the new Stephen King movie, Bill Skarsgård.
Okay.
The tall guy.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah. He's in the movie, and he gets locked in this car, and it's a fucking good movie.
All right.
Pretty intense. But yeah, there's a bunch of movies like that just like kind of under the radar if you have HBO Max, you pretty much watch them all.
Yeah.
That are fucking good.
They're so much better in the theater, but I just, for some reason, never go to the theater.
Yeah, either do I.
I know why. It's because it's mildly inconvenient, and I don't like to be mildly inconvenienced.
Yeah, nobody does. It's the world we live in these days.
Like, if I go to the theater in Petaluma, yes, I can make a reservation. I can reserve a specific seat and go at my leisure and all that, but then I have to park.
You have to drive.
I have to drive. I have to park. I have to walk.
such a huge inconvenience.
No, the parking lot is entirely across an alley from the theater.
Oh, so Lord.
I have to cross the alley. And then I have to show the person my phone, say, here, I bought a, it's on my phone, and they scan it.
They don't even give you real tickets anymore?
No, they don't need to. I'm sure you could print it. I'm sure there's an option to do that. But why, if you can just have it on your phone?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think? You think that's it? You got any more?
Oh, yeah, there's lots going on in the world.
Yeah, but we're at like 35 minutes.
Yeah, Somalia. That's a
thing. We already talked about Somalia.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that might be it then.
Hey, if you listen to this episode all the way through, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
If you want these episodes right when they come out, you can go to ShaneAndIShow.com and you can sign up for our email list. And right when they come out, you get them emailed right to your inbox.
Do it.
And there's all kinds of cool shit on our website.
All kinds of cool shit.
I don't know really what, but there's all kinds of cool shit there.
It exists, I promise.
You can find out other sponsors, affiliates we have with the show. All that stuff's at the website. If you listen all the way through, please give us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, and a comment, man.
A comment. Wherever you listen to this, engage with us.
Yeah, if you want to hear more about Somalia, I'll tell you whatever you want to know. It might not all be true. Well, no, that's not. It might not all be factual, but I'll tell it to you like it's true. And if you believe it, that's good enough, right?
So until next time, people.
The pirate thing is factual.
Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah.
Until next time, people.
Don't
be a dick.
Yeah, that's our thing that we say. Don't be a dick.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.